You're wired in.
SmallCapVoice.com.
Following is a presentation of SmallCapVoice.com, today's leader in investor relations, capital formation, and retail support. Now, with your online business briefing, SmallCapVoice.com's Stuart T. Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making time for us here at SmallCapVoice.com and our online business briefing, where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays out there in the market today. Now, to that end, we're welcoming back to the show Accelerate Incorporated. They're traded on the OTC under the ticker symbol XCRT. Now, you may recall we've done a couple of interviews already with the chief executive officer of Accelerate. That's Michael O'Shea. But since that time, two very big press releases that are important to the maturation of this company have hit the press wire. That would be Dateline May 4th, 2022 headline, Accelerate Incorporated expands IP with acquisition of patent portfolio. And also Dateline May 11th, 2022, Accelerate Incorporated announces appointment of new board member. These two press releases are intertwined, and we're going to learn about that today as we welcome to the show as well, John Wilkin. He's the president and CEO of HS Pharmaceuticals, and he is also joining the board of directors of Accelerate. So let's welcome John to the show first. John, thanks so much for making time for us today.
Thank you, Stuart. Glad to be here.
And great to have Michael O'Shea, CEO of Accelerate, joining us once again as well. Michael, thank you for calling in today.
My pleasure, and thanks again for having us and shining a little bit of a spotlight on Accelerate.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of a spotlight, let's shine it on you first, John. You're our guest today. We haven't met yet. Again, president and CEO of HS Pharmaceuticals. Before we get into why you're joining the board of directors of Accelerate, if you would tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I grew up in the supermarket retail business. I spent 30-odd years in the retail grocery business, and my last stay was at Bilo, B-I-L-O, supermarkets in the Southeast. We ran about 400 stores, 26,000 employees, and I left that business in 2002 and taught an entrepreneurial leadership class at Clemson University for 10 years from 2 until 12. And invested in a real estate project in Greenville. We developed 270 acres as a mixed-use project in Greenville and closed that deal out at the end of 18-19 when we wrapped that project up. And have kind of taken that to where it is today, and again, and joining with Mike O'Shea and the Accelerate team.
Well, thanks so much for that, John. I appreciate learning more about you as our guest today. Listeners, I gave out the headlines, the datelines. All you really need is that ticker symbol XCRT. But let's jump into that news a little bit deeper. John, if you would tell us about your role as CEO of HS Pharmaceuticals and this portfolio of patents that was recently acquired by Accelerate that your company, HS Pharmaceuticals, has been working on and leading the charge on for over 10 years.
Stuart, let me start by saying that, you know, we identified over 10 years ago a silicate particle, and that particle was a large particle, and we didn't quite know what to do with it. We knew we had something that showed some efficacy in wound healing and topical skin conditions, but we weren't able to patent anything there because we just had a large, it would have been like trying to patent oxygen or sand, if you will. Mm-hmm. It was just too large. So we went across the globe and finally landed with a guy, Steve Kinrade, a PhD. He's a silicate key opinion leader out of Lakehead University. He's a professor of chemistry at Lakehead. And he's a director of materials services at Lakehead. We told him what we had and said that we were seeing some efficacy with this large silicate molecule and wanted to know if he could help us. And this had been after we were at Oxford, MIT, Cal, Fullerton. We were across the globe and really couldn't find anybody that could help us. Steve Kinrade said, let me help you, but let me introduce you to Jonathan Powell, PhD, professor of medicine, head of biomineral research at the Cambridge University, a fellow and vice president at the Hughes Hall at Cambridge. And he said, but we need to partner with him because he's going to understand what I don't know, he will know. And so we partnered with and collaborated with Dr. Kinraid and Dr. Powell, and they said that we needed to do much more research on this, on these particles, and try and discover what the heck these things could do for us. They suggested that we sponsor and pay for a PhD student that went from Lakehead University to Cambridge University. This young man was Bradley Viss. He's now earned his PhD by working with us in our silicate molecule. And we've taken that, broken it down to a micron and a nanoparticle. And we've patented this in many fronts. And we've shown activity in oncology, in infectious wounds, and in wound healing. And then we also filed patents in bone regeneration or bone putty in the oral field, which we know can cross over into orthopedic surgery. So our patent portfolio is a mix of silicate compositions in key indications for oncology, infection control, and wound control, and a composition for bone repair and regeneration. Now, through this whole project, we had learned when in doing some of our cancer study models, we had learned that our compound was not stable in solution. So Cambridge University had been working for probably 12 or 15 years on how to stabilize particles, micron and nanoparticles, silicate particles. And they were focused only in a beauty product, if you will, a deodorant, because they were going to put a silicate in a deodorant. So we brought to them the oncology, wound healing, bone composition of matter, bone putty. So they licensed us the technology for a stabilizer for silicates. And that's a key component to our IP, if you will, the stabilizer. So we have licensed the worldwide rights from Cambridge University, LifeArc, that's their technology arm for Cambridge, the MRC. And we've licensed the worldwide rights to that from Cambridge, except in the deodorant field where they first started going down that road. So we've got a very nice worldwide portfolio of patents. It can take us in many directions here. And it's, again, when you tell people that we're working on products for that can help with skin conditions, that's wonderful. But when you mention, gee, we've got a cancer arm of this as well, it's just been pretty exciting. And we've just got a great team of people, MDs, PhDs that we've worked with from Cambridge to Lakehead to California, Nevada. And we've done some pretty exciting studies along the way, and I'd be glad to talk about that if you want to get into that, Stuart.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's keep going on the excitement thread. Let's bring in Michael O'Shea, because Michael, you know, the market reacted to this news incredibly well. Today is May 18th, and we had a really great day in the market as well. Yesterday, however, we open up the news today, and the market is tanking once again. It's been a bumpy road for all stocks so far here in 2022, but you're a development stage company. And your skill set is identifying and acquiring these cutting edge type of medical applications, the things that exactly what John's talking about right here, but also adding people like John to your board. Just give me your excitement on this news and bringing John on board.
No, exactly, Stuart. And we have actually been negotiating, talking, meeting with John and his team for almost 2 years now. This is kind of the culmination of that. So this was not done frivolously at all. We had been planning. We were trying to decide how this would fit with our IP portfolio, because it is a little bit different from the medical, med tech, mechanical side. We're just thrilled that we've gotten together on this. We, as our business model states, are not looking to ultimately produce pharmaceuticals, ultimately produce, you know, med tech equipment. But we think that we've come up with a plan that will allow us to take HS's portfolio to the next level and probably cause it to be of great interest to major pharmaceutical houses. So that's how we arrived at this arrangement, and we are now talking to a number of groups that will take some of the research to the next step. So again, it fits in with our business plan of acquiring these items, IP, and taking them to the next level, and then perhaps divesting of them at that point.
Well, John, I want to circle back to you. Great opportunity to learn more about these studies and these patents, but I suggest we do that later this summer. We've given a ton of information, and I want the listeners to do their own due diligence, but thank you so much for your time. It's easy to tell you're excited about this, and Mike's excited about this. Thanks so much, John.
Well, thank you, Stuart. We're excited about this relationship with Mike and his team. We're looking forward to our scientists, our research people, our PhDs working with the people that Mike has on board. It's going to be a great collaboration.
Excellent. Well, Michael O'Shea, CEO of Accelerate, again, thank you for your time here today. And obviously a great opportunity to learn more about the work your company is going to be doing ongoing with HS Pharmaceuticals and, of course, with John. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Stuart, and thank you for your continued interest in our company. I think we're finally at the verge of breaking out and starting to develop some of these projects that have been the subject of our business plan for 2 years now.
Excellent. Well, if you haven't already done so, add XCRT to your watch list. Do your due diligence and make the decision whether or not to add them to your portfolio. If you have any questions, reach out to us here at smallcapvoice.com. It's simply info@smallcapvoice.com. This is Stuart Smith on behalf of Michael O'Shea and John Wilkin saying thanks so much for listening.
Smallcapvoice.com, today's leader in investor relations, capital formation, and retail support, provides its clients with the highest level of service. Our audio interviews are disseminated to one of the largest opt-in audiences available today. How? We at smallcapvoice.com believe in aligning and affiliating ourselves with other leaders within the investor relations community. By sharing resources, each affiliated firm is made that much stronger and each client is served that much better. Our focus is to identify and provide the very best financial services and solutions available to clients and their shareholders. For more information about our services, please call us at 512-267-2430 or visit us on the web at www.smallcapvoice.com. This is a broadcast of smallcapvoice.com, a financial communications and investor relations firm. Smallcapvoice.com receives payment for investor relations and financial consulting services that it provides to its clients. You should assume that officers, directors, and employees of smallcapvoice.com or financial analysts mentioned and their families hold a position and intend to trade in these securities for their own accounts. This is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This broadcast does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by smallcapvoice.com as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice.